The Gemara in the middle, Daf Samakim and Beis, is discussing the Ayna B'Timli Chachamim, and the Gemara says, when is the Ayna B'Timli Chachamim? It's Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. From Friday night, that was the Ayna of Timli Chachamim. So it's before the Deka Ayna B'Tam Chachamim is on Friday night. So based on this, among Avram, in Simon Reish Pei, asks the Gemara Kikasha. He says, we find in the Gemara there's a musig of the Chasidim, HaRishonim Yisdit Chuleim Al Taras HaKedosh. The Chasidim, the Talmid Chachamim would eat their chulin al taras kodesh. It would be makbid that even chulin they would treat b'tayra as if it was kodesh, and they would not eat any chulin if it became tamid. So, in fact, in Magen Avraham in Cain, we have a big problem. How are Talmid Chachamim able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos? If the mekayim the ayna of Talmid Chachamim is on Lal Shabbos, that means they're going to become tamid on Shabbos day. They're going to be tamid. Either they'll be a bal keri, a tvol yayim, and when they eat their Suda Shabbos and they touch the pas will become tamid, and they can no longer eat it if they're makbid on chulin al taras kodesh. So l'chayr, they can't be mekayim these two dinim. They can't, on the one hand, be mekayim the mitzvah of Ayna Sum L'Chama and Lal Shabbos, and at the same time be mekayim the mitzvah of eating Suda Shabbos, Al Taras HaKadosh, because something's going to give, something's not going to work. If they're mekayim the mitzvah of Bia, they're going to be tummy. If they don't want to be tummy, they're not going to be able to mekayim Ayna Sum L'Chachamim. So how's it shy for a Talmid Chacham to eat his chul in Al Taras HaKadosh, which is something we find that many Talmid Chacham did? That's the kasha of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham wants to say that you have to say we're talking about a case where the pas was not hukshar to be makabel tumma, and therefore it's not a problem of eating chul and ataras hakodesh. Now the problem is, how do you have pas which is not hukshar? You have to knead the dough with water. Once you knead it with water, it's mukshar to be makabel tumma. So the magavam is metzia that maybe you did it with may peris that are not makshar, and that way you can have pas, but yet it's not mukshar to be makabel tumma, and that's how you're mekayim the din of Suda Shabbos. Now the problem is that Pas above Bekisnan, Pashas is not kosher for Siddur Shabbos. It's basically cake. It doesn't have a din of Pas. You can't be yotze with that. So the Achrenim are done in this Magen Avraham. They have arrived from here that you could use Pas above Bekisnan for Siddur Shabbos, which would be a Gemara Gechiddush, or maybe they say we're talking about where your Kaveh Suda, you had a lot of it, enough of a Shir to be considered a Siddur Shabbos. That's Lachar what you would have to say to be Mazur what the Magen Avraham means. But I was thinking of another test, the Kashal Magen Avraham, based upon a Gevaldik, the Chudish Dikim Me'iri, the Miriam Babakam Adap Pebe, says a Chiddush Niflo over here. He says, what does Gemara mean that the Ayin of Talmud Chacham is Me'erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos does not mean Friday night. Erev Shabbos means the 3 days leading into Shabbos, from Wednesday night until Shabbos, is called Erev Shabbos. The days leading into Shabbos, leading up into Shabbos, are called Erev Shabbos. Why Wednesday night? So he says, based on the Gemara Nida and Daf Lamed Ches, that the Chassidim HaRishonim used to be makbid to be Meshamesh Mitaseim on Revi B'Shabbos on Wednesday night. And because they made a Cheshbon, they didn't want the later in the Mila to come out on Shabbos. And if they did it that day, according to the Cheshbon that they knew in those days, it would make sure that the later would not take place on Shabbos. So he says that's what Me'erev Shabbos or Shabbos means, to do it in a way which is not Mechal Shabbos, which really means the Ayin of Talmud Chacham is from Wednesday night and on. That's how the Miriam learns Pshat in the Gemara. So if you learn like that, then the kasha is not shreya. The kasha of the Magen Avraham, they could be mekayim Ayin of Talmud Chachamim on Wednesday night. They could go to the mikveh, have Erev Shemesh and everything. By the time Shabbos comes, they'll be fully tar and they'll be able to eat their chulin and taras hakodesh. And the kasha of Adah doesn't begin. But the Miri is a chiddush, definitely not the pashas in the Gemara, not all the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But al kapanim, the fi is avana, you could be miyashiv this kasha.